ओम शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीडे when we hear Baba's golden versions, we take it as Srimat, direction, advice, conversation. How do we assimilate it? We take it. That makes the difference. Our Brahmin life is unique. Today Baba said, unique birth, unique life, unique inheritance, unique father. अलौकिक जीवन, अलौकिक बर्थ, अलौकिक वर्षा, अलौकिक फादर, एवरीथिंग इज एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी। व्हेन वी मेक इट टेक इट एज एन एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी, इट हैज द मैजिक ऑफ वर्किंग इट एन एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी। If we take it, Baba is saying this every day. Yesterday was also said. Every day Baba speaks about that. There's a meaning and feeling. With which feeling we, that do we appreciate? It is really unique. Baba says, remember me and remember your inheritance. Now is the meaning, yes. Why should I remember him? Because it is remembrance. The soul needs two things in life. One thing is happiness, and another thing is the power. The power from the Almighty, we receive might by remembering him. But all types of might, it's also all type of remembrance, every time remembrance, constant remembrance, no difference between action and silence. Which is called nirantar, nirantar, no antar, no difference. Sitting in meditation is love, karma yoga action is love, sharing the knowledge is God's love, giving the message to others is Baba's love. So it's the power. So, loveful remembrance with all relationships with Baba makes the soul automatically, it saves the energy and also enhances the energy because it is not wasted. Energy is not wasted because it is used in the remembrance of the Almighty. It's law of nature. And the laws of spirituality work in a similar way. If in the land the seeds are not sown, the land must produce something.
अगर बीज धरती में बीज नहीं पोया,
the power of the earth, it must produce.
बीज के अंदर
सॉरी
सीड है, बीज बोया तो वो उगना ही है। अगर धरती के अंदर वो शक्ति है तो बीज नहीं बोया, तो
लॉ ऑफ प्रोड्यूसिंग समथिंग,
And
then in order to remove it, I need to make extra effort.
तो ऐसे ही अभी धरती है.
Work is there, but it's labor. It's not joy. I'm still working to remove the weeds.
हमारे अंदर जो
it's work.
ये काम तो करना है अपने अंदर जो बात है अंदर
बट इट इज नॉट जॉय
निकलने की उसमें कोई
आनंद नहीं है इफ द माइंड इज नॉट हैविंग पॉजिटिव थॉट लवफुल थॉट
मन के अंदर शांति वाला प्रेम वाला शक्तिशाली वाला विचार है तो नेगेटिव विचार आएगा ही तो शक्ति कम नहीं व्यस्त
नहीं है
तो वो प्राप्ति जो है आनंद का है
पॉजिटिव थॉट
तो शक्ति
की
हमारे अंदर
रिमेम्बरेंस
करती होनी चाहिए
इजी रिमेम्बरेंस
जब मैं बाबा को याद करूंगी निरंतर
मंत्र
बाबा ने जो मंत्र दिया मन मना भाव का
सतगुरुज मंत्र बट ऑल्सो द डायरेक्शन
मंत्र जो है बाबा का डायरेक्शन है
दिस इज माय रिलेशनशिप
उसके साथ बाबा का संबंध भी करेंगे तो योगा निरंतर
योगा
और
कर्म योग
और कर्म योग सहयोग बाबा जैसे आज मिली में
बताया ऑटोमेटिक
वो सहज ही हो जाएगा
एंड सो देन व्हाट आई हैव
मेरे अंदर जो है तो मुझे बाबा को क्यों याद करना है
क्योंकि
बाबा से वर्षा मुझे
इट्स अचीवमेंट
वो प्राप्ति
है गिफ्ट एंड अचीवमेंट ऑलवेज ब्रिंग हैप्पीनेस सो व्हाट आई हैव आई विल गिव इट टू ऑल टू अदर्स इफ आई डोंट हैव व्हाट एवर आई हैव डिप्रेशन आई विल कैरी आई विल गिव डिप्रेशन टू अदर्स Whatever I have happiness, I will give happiness to others. And it's a law of nature. And if it is, if the law, if the nature of chili is chili, it's strong and bitter, it is bitter. Nature of mango is sweetness, it is sweetness. It's the same land growing. But what is in the seed? So what is in my sanskaras? I have to check as well. What I am making in my sanskaras? How much spirituality or godly sweetness I am feeling in it? So if I have knowledge, I will give knowledge to others. If I have doubt, I will pass on doubt to others. If I have jealousy, I will gossip. I cannot resist. I will automatically give whatever to others. So it is knowledge I have, I give knowledge. Love I have, I give love. Peace I have, I give peace. So whatever, why, what is Baba's inheritance? So the inheritance means all the qualities of the present time, godly qualities. Real inheritance at the confluence age, when I become Baba's child, is godly powers. It's knowledge, it's purity, it's peace, it's love, it's happiness, it's wisdom, it's truth, benevolence. And then more we give, the more happiness increases. So the living, then receiving and giving, this balance becomes blessing. And blessing, this balance first creates bliss. And then it is automatically becomes blessings, blessings become bliss, bliss becomes blessing. And then there's natural success. Because it's not only what I have earned, what others have earned, the share of these blessings become also our income. So it's a law. But the secret is that what Baba is giving me, I am taking it with great happiness as my birthright, but at the same time, I become thirsty. I become detached. Just like the tree grows the fruit, but must become detached. The nature receives everything, and nature naturally let goes. The season comes, everything falls, the tree let it go. So if I, in other words, I receive and I give, that balance is also makes the life easy. Change in nature, for example, if I have received the negativity from others, I have in nature, I have the method. If the chili is too much, I say, okay, put a little bit sugar, it will become chatpata. I can change it. But if somebody else has given me chili, I have to become bitter words, I make it more bitter. If some salt is much more, I say, okay, I put some yogurt in it. I can change the effect of the matter, I can change, it doesn't matter. But effect of the matters that are I have to deal with, or others have presented me, that in order to deal with, that I need power. And that for that, I need the power to be trustee, yogi. The one, again it is the law of nature. I needed to digest what Baba has given me. I take in and make it in my power, because if, same like the law of nature, if I cannot digest food, I'll become sick. The body will react. And if I cannot digest, in the worldly sense, wealth is there, and I cannot digest it, I am not mature, I will make show of it. So, let other people see how much I have. On one side I will keep in the bank, other side I will make show as well. Cannot digest, maturity is not there. So praise, if I cannot yogi, as a yogi, remain detached and receive praise, be happy, but remain detached. If I am not, then praise will change into ego. Because I, as wisdom, as Ganesh, I have not handed over to Baba. I am not trusty. I have not given that fruit after receiving the fruit as well as seed to the land again. The one who gave, if I don't give, it will not grow again. And so it's the laws of spirituality. Unique laws of spirituality has unique laws of nature. If I cannot digest opposition, definitely I cannot digest tolerance. Baba said the other day, the power of tolerance is needed. Sahan karne ke saath saath samana bahut zaruri hai. If I tolerate only, so then what will happen, this tolerance will definitely go into the form of, I tolerate the person, but I spread that tolerance, what I have to tolerate, all the time gossip will be there, and enmity will increase, rejection will increase, hatred will increase. I have to merge it, finish it. Merge does not mean I keep in my hand. To sama lene ke saath saath समाप्त करना जरूरी है. नॉट ओनली आई मर्ज इट बट आई हैड द पावर टू फिनिश इट एंड फॉर दैट पावर इज नीडेड गॉडली पावर. योगी इज पावर देन योगी रिमेन्स इन द स्टेट ऑफ प्रेज एंड द स्टेट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एट द सेम टाइम. प्रेज इज देयर बट अ डेफिनेशन इज ऑल्सो देयर. सो एज आई एक्सेप्ट praise, law is, if I have accepted praise one time, I should be ready to accept defamation 10 times, minimum 10 times, because it is the praise has the power which makes me worthy for 10 times more, 100 times more, because it is coming and giving from the task which is benevolent, which has gone to many, which has given benefit to others. And so then, if I made it my, then the karmic account is that I have to pay to many as well. The remission I have to digest as well. So digestion is needed. Digest the praise, digest the definition. Accept the praise and accept the definition. Detachment in this way, it's called detachment as well as trustee. So, realization that it's a unique life which has to understand very deeply how the laws of nature work, and we accept laws of nature very naturally. We never defame the rose flower. We always appreciate rose flower. But we accept 20 thorns. We never say, "Rose, you are so good, why do you have these thorns?" But we accept it and we protect ourselves. But in spirituality also I need the same. Some have one speciality, 10. So then, this is the do I really fragrance I appreciate thorn I accept. So for some things I can adjust and digest by accepting and protecting myself. So need to be knowledgeful. So it is a logic way of handling a logic life. Alaukik birth. That birth is also alaukik, because physical birth is not a spiritual birth. Death is alaukik. I know how I died and I know how I took birth. So, but in a physical way, other people tell me, right, that when I was born, where I was born. But spiritual birth, we know. It's a unique way. I see my death, I see my birth, right? And yet, in logic way, a logic way, contrast is a logic birth. I don't have to think in logic way, I have to think a logic way as well. So thinking has to be changed, but thinking cannot change without understanding. So this is why everything comes up to the knowledge that Baba is giving, the truth Baba is telling. So then we understand the law of spirituality, we understand the law of nature, we understand the law of the golden age, we understand the laws of the confluence age. So Baba is creating the new life for us, new birth for us. New life, unique life, alaukik birth, alaukik life. We are changing from the old world to new world, not to think what was, how I was thinking in the Iron Age. I have to think myself, I am powerful, I am child of the God Almighty, but without accepting, cannot experience this. Accept that dress and then accept and believe, it means that I have faith in myself and faith in God. So today's Murali is actually, as usual, very powerful. Be here and digest and become the embodiment of that, because it's long Murali. And today is a long full day program, so I finished here. Om Shanti.